Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented in part by Sun Enterprises, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer.
You're listening to Austin Parr, co-owner of Discount Fishing Tackle on South Santa Fe Drive, filling in for Terry while hopefully he's getting some fishing done up in Minnesota this week. For those of you who don't know this next guest, his name's Kevin Gibbs, and he's regarded in his own circle as one of the absolute best anglers at blade baits and jigging wraps that's out there, and he's one of the best fishermen I know. Kevin, are you out there catching some fish right now?
We are, Austin. The bite is just really starting to begin. It's been a mid-morning bite, and in the past 20 minutes, we've probably put half a dozen fish in the boat. No big ones, just good, solid walleye, just fun fish.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin right now is out on Cherry Creek right now, but rather than talking about the lake itself, I want to talk about the jigging wraps and the blade baits, and I don't want to sound like I'm beating a dead horse when I'm talking about this all the time, but my goodness, it is one of the absolute best techniques that's out there for not only this fall time, but I use it all year long, and I know you do too.
I sure do, and I have had days when I could catch more fish on a blade or a jigging wrap than I could on a night crawler or a live minnow.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
Yeah, and even during the bait pulling time, that sometimes can be the case.
Absolutely. It sure can.
So walk some of these listeners through your typical day. Say right now we're going to be in the fall. As you're heading out on a given body of water, say it's going to be Cherry Creek, what is going to be what you're looking for as you first pull up to that boat ramp, and what are you starting with as far as different techniques are concerned?
Well, the first thing I'm going to look at, Austin, is I have a tremendous history out here, and I'll look at history from years past. And the second thing, and I'll remember where I was catching fish, what I was catching fish, what I was catching them on, and what technique I was using, be it jigging wrap, blade bait, and each of the two baits probably have a dozen different techniques you can use individually with each one.
Sure.
That can be very effective at any given time. And that's what I see a lot of time with these people that I guide and you guide, is you take them out, they catch a few fish, they're using one technique, they go out themselves and try it again, and they give up because sometimes you just have to let the fish tell you what they want.
Sure.
And secondly, once I hit the water, I look at the wind direction, I look where the waves are going, I look for foam around the surface on the edges to see if the wind has blown all night. Was the wind blowing in this direction, that direction? Because most people that fish walleye know that wind direction is going to push particles to the windblown shore. The shad or bait fish will follow, and the walleyes will follow them.
Absolutely. And
find the first thing I do.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't realize is, especially on a morning with a lot of wind, or any day with a lot of wind, there's a subsurface current even in a lake that doesn't have a lot of water that's moving through it.
That is so true. And all fish, if you're out there listening to people and you fish much, you know fish face into the current. And that is a presentation you need to be aware of. I mean, these fish, they're facing into a current. It's not unlike fishing a fly in a stream for trout. They're facing upstream. Be cognizant of all these things, because every little thing that's put out there by nature, if you can conquer that and capture what it does to the fish and to their temperament, is going to make you a better fisher.
Sure.
And it's just incredible. And like Austin said, we use these blade baits and jigging wraps year round.
Yeah. And
I mean, even in January, some lakes frozen, we'll fish these spillways with jigging wraps and blade baits, and you'd be amazed what we can catch in these spillways behind the lakes.
So when you're fishing a jigging wrap or a blade bait, what is your optimal action on your rod? What type of line are you throwing? And what kind of weight are you throwing on some of these blades? I like the number 7 jigging wraps a lot for the jigging wraps. That's a real good size. But on the blade baits, what are you doing on rod, reel, line, and lure weight?
Well, I like anything from a 3/8 to a 1/2 ounce. sometimes in the fall I'll go to the heavier blade baits. And my action, my rod, I'm fishing a St. Croix 6'8", medium, extra fast. And I fish a little heavier line than most people, and it really doesn't affect my bite. I'm running 20-pound Power Pro. And here's something for you people that are listening that are having trouble with casting a blade bait. Your blade bait gets hooked up into your leader. You need to get rid of that 8-pound leader and go to a 12, 15, or 20-pound.
Just to add that stiffness.
That heavy leader, that stiffer line, will cut your tangling with your hooks on your blade bait by 50%.
Absolutely. And especially in a lake that's off color like Cherry Creek or a lot of these Eastern
exactly.
Plains lakes, it doesn't matter. And going back to that leader again, it's critical, especially if someone's used to fishing braided line. Well, they might say, well, why don't I just tie straight to braid? Well, that's probably the worst thing you could do if you're fishing a blade bait or a jigging wrap just because of how limp it is.
Exactly. And there again, too, you want a little bit of stretch. And you could get away with mono, but I use fluorocarbon. And we were out here Tuesday, and I had an old friend of mine with me, and he typically pinches his drag way down. And we stuck a big eye, and we had this fish on, and we had it on for a minute, and he's coming to the boat, and I'm sitting there with the net, and Bud had his drag pinched down. That fish made a run, and he's gone.
Sure.
And that's another hazard of tying straight to braid with a blade or jigging wrap.
Having just that little extra stretch can certainly help
exactly.
a lot. So we're
exactly.
almost out of time here, but I have a minute or so left here. Why don't you talk about the color of these blade baits that you're running? I know you use sometimes a little bit different color than a lot of people otherwise would utilize.
Yes, I do. And you know, there again, too, I have a select group of people that I fish for fun with, and we all will get out in the boat together. Well, one will start with one color, I'll start with another. And it's like you hear so many times, once is okay, twice is great, three is a pattern. And if we find a color, we catch three fish in a row, either one of us, we will go to that. Now, the color is going to change. It can change hourly. When we first got out here this morning, we caught two fish on blue, and then we went to white. And Jeff caught a couple on gold.
Sure.
And it goes back and forth and back and forth. And I really have noticed that with Cherry Creek in the summer months, okay, now, listen to this, people, because this is a fact, and I've spent 16 years out here doing this, and this is something I don't tell many people, but I'm going to tell it to y'all in radio land. From April to July, it's silver, okay? From July to August, it can be silver, it can be white. From September to October, it's generally blue or gold.
Pay attention to that, because Kevin is absolutely one of the absolute best fishermen out there, and that a lot of times can transfer into some other lakes as well. But, Kevin, I certainly appreciate you calling in and talking about this. We're running out of time right here. If anybody wants to go out with Kevin, his phone number is 303-870-0603, and as I mentioned, he is absolutely one of the best fishermen I know. And Kevin, I certainly appreciate you coming on, and hopefully you get out there and stick that big one here, and hopefully this next week with this front we'll do some more of that as well.
We'll see what happens, and guys, we'll put pictures up on Facebook, and we'll have a number directly to Discount Tackle where you can book trips with Austin, myself, or one of the other guys down at the shop. And love to have you. And right now is a great time for a big fish. I know that between Austin and I, we had five really big fish, big world-class eyes last fall.
Kevin,
give us a call.
We certainly appreciate it, Kevin. Right now, we're going to be going to J.R. Pierce with Colorado Clays, and we're going to be back. Right now, you're listening to Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan and Terry Wickstrom Outdoors.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.